the Army Corps of Engineers are, in my opinion, is the problem. I mean, they don't listen to anybody. If you don't have a degree sand management, they don't even listen to you. They're politicians. Every time we pump sand in, every year they get their picture in the paper. And when it comes to rock jetties, they only get their picture in the paper once in a lifetime.
Once every 10 years. Yeah.
I also am in Atlantic City, born and raised here. And the boardwalk in Atlantic City, in my own opinion, has been destroyed by those sand dunes. I think Pinky Kravitz was right. They're too damn high. You come from Ohio or whatever, you want to see the ocean. And that's why the boardwalk's in such sorry shape that it's in now, in my own personal opinion.
You're absolutely right.
Well, you got it.
Why are we spending hundreds of millions of dollars on this? And it just washes away when there's a storm.
Yeah.
Beach replenishment assures the Army Corps of tax dollars. And until we eliminate some of these tax dollars going into the Army Corps, we're going to see this continued beach replenishment and destruction of our oceans. You know, the jetties south of Atlantic City, they only have a jetty on the south side for the most part. They need to run the jetties on the north side as far out as the south side in order to hold the sand and stop the sand movement that ends up in Wildwood.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science, in my opinion. Everything north of Wildwood is getting eroded, and Wildwood's growing a beach where you're going to need a bus to get to the water pretty soon from the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Sounds like I got another phone call from Rocco about the Margate Beach replenishment. Rocco, what's your contribution?
Yeah, I'll make this really fast. We found out down here in Margate, and anybody that loves the down beach area at Seacon Island, that the Army Corps of Engineers will continue to work on the outfall pipes, the drainage problems caused by the dunes. They're not going to stop working, what they say, until June 29th. Wow. June 29th is when they say they'll stop working and then resume back in September of 2018. I cannot believe that the Army Corps thinks that June and May are not important to the tourism and fishing economy of Margate.
You mean they're going to be pumping again in June on the beach?
They're going to continue to install those outfall pipes,
yeah.
Five of them. A whole citywide drainage system is being installed on every street end, and that work will continue straight up until the beginning of the 4th of July weekend. So, yeah, this is year number two of disruption, all courtesy of the Army Corps of Engineers. But Tom said it best. We don't have a problem necessarily with protective dunes of a certain elevation, but they grow so big because of dune grass that it's not very pleasant to walk on the Atlantic City boardwalk, because if you're coming from Ohio, you want to take a look and stroll and enjoy a view of the ocean.
You know, look, Ocean City for half a century pumped sand from the bay and silt onto their beaches. It was good enough for Grace Kelly, but you know, they don't do that anymore. They refuse to do that.
Well, you know,
the Kelly House over there in Ocean City.
They pump sand on the south. They pump sand on the south end of Corson's Inlet. And that sand all washed inside the inlet up to the toll bridge. And I asked the Corps of Engineers, you know, why can't they take the sand out of that just washed in? They said they have to. It's not certified.
Yeah.
It's the same sand they put on the beach. Yeah.
They found a clam. Or either that or they found a clam there.
The problem we have is there aren't enough fishermen getting involved. The marine tackle business, the marinas, yeah. The tackle shops, and fishermen aren't getting involved, and these politicians aren't hearing it.
Okay.
The Army Corps of Engineers, when I talked to them back in this last summer, they said I was the only one that called them about the subject.
Amazing.
They need to put Super Jetty in at Longport. They need to increase the size of T-Jetty. And, you know, I've been told by the Army Corps of Engineers, they tell me that, are you an engineer, sir? I said, no, I'm just an idiot that lived here all my life.
And I sell worms like the rest of us. We don't know anything, huh?
Yeah, we don't know anything. But the thing is that the flooding in Atlantic City is caused by the back bays for the most part. You know, that's without a doubt. And now they created a new flooding system in Atlantic City with these dunes. What's happening now, if you look in front of the Chelsea Hotel, every time it rains, the city is designed to drain to the beach and to drain to the bay. That's how it's designed. Some brilliant person actually did that. And if you looked at my house, I'm on the beach block. My house, our block, is the highest point in Atlantic City. Wow. We're almost 16 feet above mean low water.
Uh-huh.
Now, if it floods here, then it's going to flood in Wildwood. You know, that's the thing that people don't realize that you need to let Mother Nature do what it does best and help it along the way with the jetties that, frankly, work. It worked in Brigantine, and it could work right here. It's not rocket science. It's not engineering 105, I guess you would call it, but it's common sense. And we got to get back to the common sense areas and stop with all these dune buildings and put the money into the bulkheads that not only would help the back bays, but also would help the ocean side. If you put bulkheads all the way down the ocean side, it creates two things. You could put a roadway like they do in Florida with heavy sand and stone, where you could take the trucks from delivering on the boardwalk and all the autos that they have on the boardwalk and frankly create a 24/7 bike path so the deliveries would come along that roadway.
That's cool.
And you could have a bike path down there 24 hours a day. And the only thing you need to do is get, you know, the clearance to go under the piers. And that's, I don't know, it's just, we talked to the Army Corps of Engineers. I've been talking to them since I was emergency management director for over 10 years. And they're tough to deal with. But sometimes these guys, I mean, I wanted them, a guy started bad-mouthing me because I wasn't an engineer. Yeah. You know, but that in reality, they had a little meeting in a house in Ben Ventnor that they rented. Now, that wasn't, I just found out about it because the position I held as the emergency management director. And to me, these guys don't want to listen. I mean, look at the bulkheads in Atlantic City. They're destroyed. And even in Venice Park, where they put the bulkheads up, the idiots didn't fill in the hole where you lift up the bulkhead. You know, when you lift it up and down? There's a hole 12 inches down from the top of the bulkhead. So, fellas, what that does is it takes away the bulkhead 12 inches than it's supposed to be. So what do you have? You got flooding. It comes out of there. Just take a look at it. Go around Venice Park. You'll see the lifting holes still aren't covered. And how many years has that been?
We are heading to fishing villages that look like fishing villages with absolutely no fishing or recreational boating because they're making it on purpose inhospitable for us. What do you think about that, Tom?
Florida, they're great about their fishing piers. I mean, they open.
They cater to fishing.
So the Carolinas.
And it's just amazing that New Jersey has this. I don't know what it is. I guess it's like a home rule type of nonsense that they don't allow the input. Florida. Yeah, I mean, just last year, Naples Pier was pretty much destroyed, and they rebuilt it within months, and now it's opened up again, and that's pretty much a fishing pier. And all the other piers that I see down in Florida, especially, you know, going down to the Keys, they're all over the place. And that's what they need to do. Atlantic City needs to get back to, and the whole state of New Jersey needs to get back to accessibility to allow recreational fishing because it's one of the major aspects of the economy of the state of New Jersey, without a doubt.
I've got a lively conversation here about the jetties and beach access and stuff.
The person who sets the sites for the Army Corps to do their sand replenishment, he made a comment. We said, you know, what kind of input did you get from fishermen? And he says, nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. So in other words, they went around and did these targeted these areas where there's a lot of sand to take. And our input wasn't there. So we did make that comment, said, look, we don't want the Manasquan Ridge touched. We don't want these other people touched, the reefs touched. Now, also who was there was Jim Lovegren from the commercial side, and he's very, very knowledgeable.
Yeah, because I've had him on the show.
He does for a living. You know, you have this, the ocean is, as they have all, they're trying to get the sand as close as possible. So what they're doing, they look at these big piles of sand. Well, let's take that.
Are you saying they're dredging? That's where they're dredging from?
Wow. And they want to get the right granules too. Sand, you just can't grab anything. But that's a work that's still in progress. We're still watching this. But it's and it's to me, you see this sand, it keeps on, you know, you put it on a beach and goes away, put it on a beach and goes away and ends up in Wildwood or wherever. We'll take some of that stuff in Wildwood and move it back or something.
It fills up a lot of the inlets.
We talk about this a lot, but it's at least what I'm trying to say is at least they're aware now that there's a, hey, this has, you know, we're watching you. You got to stop this stuff. That's my comment on this this beach replenishment.
Oh, very good, very good.
They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars along the Jersey coastline every year pumping in sand. And as you can see with these two relatively minor Northeasters, the whole north end of Atlantic City, there's no beach there at high tide. It's cut into those artificial sand dunes. And the fishermen are right. They are destroying the ocean bottom. So, but I guess it's all real big money now, guys. And for whatever reason, the Army Corps and the DEP, they don't like jetties. Although jetties, I think the horse is out of the barn. We have jetties up and down the Jersey coast. We need more. Longport, in my own opinion, as a boater and one who's been very involved in this battle, we need a much bigger jetty. That's going to be a very unsafe inlet, Egg Harbor Inlet, this summer, because the sand always migrates south. When the Atlantic City Inlet, I've got the documents from 1898 going forward where they built the jetty at New Hampshire Avenue. And that jetty was built to keep Absecon Inlet open because the ships and boats were hitting bottom there. And it works fantastic, the jetty. But it did a lot of harm to the beaches. And then Brigantine South End Jetty, you know, that was all water at one time. Where that jetty is now, the very most southern end of Brigantine, was actually a much wider inlet. Through the years, they added over 2,000 feet of jetty, and the whole South End built up to the point where you have sand dunes and marine forest. But you can't get the Army Corps to spend more money on jetties. There's some negative connotations. They feel that there have been lawsuits in the past in other states where it robs sand from other communities. But here in South Jersey, I think that's been done. Look at the Cold Springs Inlet. There's two jetties there.
Yeah.
That's why you have Wildwood's
Coast Guard jetty is one of
beaches now.
Yeah.
Those amusement piers back in the 50s were out in the ocean, postcards of it. And what happens there is when the outgoing tide goes through Cold Springs Inlet, that's where the Coast Guard station is, so their channel's deep. It hits the outgoing tide from Cape May. They've done dive studies. I've read it. I've talked to people who've done it. And that's why Wildwood Beach has been building up about 30 foot a year. And those piers are now, more than 1,000 foot away from the ocean.
Right.
And that's just in 50 years. We've been in and out of court for Margate on this issue. They're chewing up that ocean floor to no end. And it's a shame. Someday they're going to run out of money spending hundreds of millions of dollars a year pumping sand on Jersey's beaches and around the country.
And we need super jetties. That's what we need. I don't take care of a lot of different problems.
In my opinion, we need the jetties, and we need maintenance dredging in our back bays and inlets.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's key there, too. You're right.
You see this summer, Egg Harbor Inlet? I mean, it's going to be tricky with all that sand they pushed in there.